and stuck. That's how he felt right now, about this situation and life in general. As he turned the corner, Michael came across something he had never seen in real life before. Sure, he had seen many in magazines and on TV, but never something like this with his own eyes. Nice pad. Michael found himself standing in front of the most beautiful home he had ever seen. Home may not even be the right word for it. Right at the roadside was a huge gated entrance. The large brick and wrought iron fence stretched at least 500 feet along the roadside, and the gate was at least 10 feet high. Behind the gate was a house that had to be over 10,000 square feet. It was a white plantation style that had 12 two-story pillars across the front, which made sense since the sign at the side of the gate said 12 pillars. It was magnificent. Michael stood in front of the gate for a few minutes, just looking in awe at the structure. Finally, he snapped back to reality and realized that he had to get his car fixed. He didn't see any other houses nearby, but he didn't know how to get to the house in front of him either. Just then, he saw an old man in white overalls emerge from what looked like a workshop just to the right of the driveway. The old man walked toward the gate. When he got about 25 feet from the gate, the old man spoke.
"Can I help you, young man?"
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. My car broke down and I can't call anyone because my cell phone doesn't work out here. Can I borrow a phone?"
"Well, why don't you let me take a look at the car first? Maybe I can fix it."
The old man was about 70, Michael figured. About 5'11", medium build, pretty good shape it looked like. He was obviously the caretaker for the mansion. The old man opened the gate with a push of a button on a remote he pulled from his overalls. When he walked through, he asked Michael where the car was. "Just back around the bend," he said, pointing back down the road. The old man stuck his hand out and introduced himself.
"Charlie's my name. What's yours?"
"Michael. Nice to meet you." As they walked, Charlie prodded for more information.
"What kind of business are you in?"
"Sales."
"You make a good living at that?"
"No, not really."
The old man was silent for a moment and then asked,
"Do you have a wife and kids?"
"Yes, a wife and two kids."
"Well, that's good."
When they reached the car, Charlie popped the hood and looked around, fiddling with wires.
"Let me try to start her," Charlie said.
Michael gave Charlie the keys, and he turned it over a few times, but it wouldn't start. The gas gauge read a half, but Charlie suspected that it was broken, and the problem was that Michael was out of gas.
"Well, everything seems to be in order, so I am betting that you are out of gas and your gas gauge is just broken. Let's go get some gas from the workshop."
Michael didn't think that could possibly be the problem, but he had no other options at this point, so he said, "Okay, let's do it." They began to walk back to the workshop together. As they passed through the gates, Michael asked about the house and owner.
"So, who owns the house?" "One Mr. Davis owns that house. Built it 20 years ago with his wife. Very successful businessman. Owns a bunch of different businesses. He has his hands in a lot of different things."
"Must be quite successful. How big is the house?"
14,000 square feet in the main house. You can't see it, but there is a pool, and a pool house that is about 4,000 square feet, and a 1,500 square foot guest cottage in back."
"Wow," Michael replied. "He must have a lot of money."
"Yep, it's something all right. But Mr. Davis isn't just about money. He prides himself on being successful in everything in life. Life is more than just money."
"That's easy to say if you have some," Michael said.
"I can see that. But Mr. Davis was successful before he got his money. In fact, do you see those pillars along the front of the house? Each one represents a different area of success that Mr. Davis says is important for life. He built the house that way to represent his philosophy on life."
"Oh yeah? That's pretty cool, I guess." Just then, they arrived at the workshop.
"Would you like a cup of coffee?" Charlie asked. "I just brewed a pot before I saw you standing at the gate.